With tens of billions of dollars from the county, $40 million from the city, and newfound money from VIA, the streetcar project will not be paid for from the private sector. Property owner Red Cross says he likes the streetcar project and wants to help pay for it.
I am ready to write a check.
All but Councilwoman Elisa Chan and Councilman Reed Williams and Carlton Soles voted for the amendment. Soles didn't like streetcars in the first place.
Why not continue with the private funding arrangement? If we're going to do this, and I voted originally against funding of any streetcar, continue to believe it's a bad deal, why would we give up the private sector investment piece? I think it's still important to do.
But he says VIA will kick in the money that would have come from private donors. No matter where the money comes from, though, Bob Barton with the Bexar County Homeowner Taxpayer Association has been against streetcars since the outset.
For the price of 1 mile of track for a streetcar, you can buy approximately 40 Primo buses, and you don't need new infrastructure to run them.
Councilman Diego Bernal says this will help make downtown great for the people of the city, not just tourists.
It's going to bring in a lot more development, a lot more restaurants.
The five-year project is still on track with a slightly different way to pay for it. At City Hall, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.